Joined now by a very special guest, comedian, musician extraordinaire, wow. Cameron James. new song out yesterday, in fact, and this is called Boys Night. Welcome to the show, Cameron.
Thank you so much. Thanks for letting me celebrate my Valentine's Day gift one day after Valentine's Day.
It's all part of the friendly service the Novos provide.
Absolutely. Okay, Cameron, so just to kick us off, tell us a little bit about your new song, Boys Night, and the inspiration behind it.
It's a love letter to the fellas. I think it's about time the fellas had something just for us.
Too right. Ladies have had it too easy for too long.
Okay.
That's all I think.
No, I wanted to write a song about the realities of partying. There's a lot of great songs out there about having a big night and going crazy, but there's not enough about the realities of it, which is that most of us just kind of want to be home and want the night to be over as quick as possible.
Yeah, I'm an absolute criminal for the old Irish goodbye. So, you know, ducking out without saying bye to anyone.
Just he's gone.
Do you feel like that sentiment's kind of similar around your mates?
Absolutely. I'm also a fiend for the Irish goodbye, or smoke bombing, as yep. I call it. And, yeah, I went to a Bucks party in Newey last year, mm-hmm. and all we talked about in the lead up to it was how big a night it was going to be. Mm. And then by about 10:30, I could tell that everyone was like, maybe we should just put Netflix on and just lay down for a little bit.
You're wilting, yeah.
Don't want to be the first one to make that call either, do you?
It's very embarrassing that everyone's thinking it at the same time.
Now, you mentioned a Bucks party in Newey. You're a Newey boy, Cameron, and I've seen you doing your Mixtape Australian tour, but I've got a bone to pick with you. Being a Newcastle boy, you'd know that Newcastle, we always get everything last. Why do we get your show last as well? Surely you got to come and give them to us first.
I know. It's so annoying. But maybe we can look at it as a positive thing and we can think of it as we're ending at the best place on earth.
Oh, you've spun it well.
We're not going to argue.
You're a consummate salesman and I appreciate that. Now, the other exciting thing as well, this song, the film clip, filmed at The Lass. What was that all like?
I love The Lass. As you mentioned, I am a Newcastle boy and not only that I grew up in town. I played in a lot of bands when I was in my teens and early 20s. We used to play at The Lass all the time. And I'm mates with the guy that runs it, Andrew Dunn. And I just wanted to show my love for the place. So, yeah, we filmed the whole clip there. So we just were having a great time hanging out there all day and kind of paying respects to this iconic venue.
Well, yeah, Dunny's a local legend as well.
Yeah,
he's a good friend of our show. We love all his work, absolutely. Now, you know, obviously we're talking about your music here, but you're a very funny man as well, Cameron. I've got a favour to ask of you. Now, I know you're probably very busy, but there's been this discourse online around a lack of a Newcastle song, a song that, like, epitomises Newcastle, that kind of, like, I guess, encapsulates our region. Do you reckon you could be the man to, like, you know, put pen to paper and get a bit of a melody going for a Newcastle song?
Man, there's been a few cracks at it. There's that one from the 80s about the Greek Cafe on Hunter Street. There's one from the 2000s that I remember went, Newcastle, whoa.
Very Newcastle.
And I think Morgan Evans had a crack at writing a song for the Newcastle Knights last year or something. I could definitely have a go at it, but I got to say, it would be a long ballad. I reckon it would be 25 minutes long, and it would be a tearjerker, and it would cover a Pasha Bolka. It would cover the earthquake. It would cover me seeing Andrew Johns at Fanny's in 2010. It would cover a lot of great stuff.
You know what?
All the significant moments in Newcastle's history.
All of them. I like how you've encapsulated that in such a short 29-minute period. We look forward to seeing you Saturday, July 6th at Newcastle Conservatorium. LiveNation.com.au. And we look forward to the Newcastle song, 29 minutes in length. We'll see you then.
Can't wait for the show. Newcastle crowds are the best crowds ever. I hope everyone comes out.